when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great. Bow, honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's your inning. Stand the world on its ear. Set it spinning. That'll be just the beginning. Curtain up, light the lights. You got nothing to hit but the heights. You'll be swell, you'll be great. I can tell, just wait. That lucky star I talk about is done. Honey, everything's coming up roses for me and for you. You can do it. All you need is a hand. It's gonna see to it. Curtain up, light the lights. We got nothing to hit but the heights. I can tell, wait and see. There's the bell, follow me. And nothing's gonna stop us till we're gone. Honey, everything's coming up roses and daffodils.
And everything's coming up. Female empowerment songs here on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, I'm your host, Larry Maslon, here at Broadway to Main Street, WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the It's Almost Thanksgiving Weekend hamlet of Southampton, New York. I thought today we would make a bit of a big pivot. I've just sort of been looking at our playlist and our show broadcast list over the last couple of weeks. It seems fairly male-oriented. And I thought, what better way to fix that than to look at some amazing solos from women in American musical theater, but not just generic songs. We just heard Bette Midler from the television version of Gypsy as the indomitable, persistent Mama Rose in Gypsy. And I thought we would look at songs in which women characters persist. So today's episode is called She Persisted, and we'll eliminate the nevertheless, because why should we even qualify it in that way? So we'll look at some pretty strong ladies in the musical theater and some surprise songs I hope you will enjoy. Well, if you think about, say, little persistent women or little girls who are persistent, I guess you would always go over to Annie and her indomitable optimism. But I'm going to go one step forward with a slightly edgier song, and this is from the musical Matilda. And this is our lead character who realizes that every now and then it's not just enough to realize tomorrow is only a day away. Sometimes in order to persist, you have to be a little bit naughty.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity. We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. A tiny red bolt, the seed of a war in the creak of a floorboard. A storm can begin with a flap of a wing. The tiniest mite packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with a tick of a clock. All escapes start with a click of a lock. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to cry, you don't have to shout. 'Cause if a little you
from The Score to Matilda. Well, today we're looking at women who persist, and believe it or not, there have been a few musicals that take this idea into the political arena. Women who not only persist for their own personal and emotional development, but persist to change the world around them, in particular in America. In 1945, Bloomer Girl was a musical by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. It didn't quite work. It had a lot of ideas in it, including a wonderfully multiracial cast. It gave us some great standards like Right as the Rain and The Eagle and Me. But here is the, what would I say, the empowerment song of the suffragettes in upstate New York singing, "It was good enough for Grandma, but maybe not so good for the ladies back then."
Grandma was a lady. She sewed and cleaned and cooked. She scrubbed her pots and raised her tots. The dear old gal was hooked. She stitched her little stitches. Her life was applesauce. The thing that wore the breeches was boss.
Yes, the thing that wore the breeches was boss.
She had no voice in government, and bondage was her fate. She only knew what love meant from 8 to 8:30. And that's a hell of a fate.
syrup was good enough for Grandma, that good old gal with her frills and her feathers and fuss. It was good enough for Grandma, good enough for Grandma, but it ain't good enough for us. When Grandma was a lassie, that tyrant known as man, the woman's place was just the space around a frying pan. He made the world his oyster, now it ain't worth a cuss. This oyster he can't foister on us.
No, this oyster he can't foister on us.
Our brains against his muscle, our tea against his rum. A look behind the bustle for the shape of things to come.
Join up with pipe and drum.
It was good enough for Grandma, that good old gal with her frills and her feathers and fuss. It was good enough for Grandma, good enough for Grandma, but it ain't good enough for us. We won the revolution in 1776. Who says it's nix for us to mix our sex with politics? We bigger seas to swim in and bigger worlds to slice. Oh, sisters, are we women or mice?
Oh, sisters, are we women or mice?
Look twice before you step on the fair sex of the earth. Beware our secret weapon. We could stop giving birth.
Take that for what it's worth.
It was good enough for Grandma, that good old gal with her frills and her feathers and fuss. It was good enough for Grandma, good enough for Grandma, but it ain't good enough for us.
No, it ain't good enough for us.
I've seen the misery, frustrated lives in this town where hypocrisy thrives. I've seen dishonesty, I've sifted through lies, and I intend to speak and write and open up your eyes. So here I stand, nothing you do can. Speak through the taunts and the jeers. I've had a vision and I've had a sign. I've woven all the strands of them into one grand design. Hear what I say. Why don't we put aside the past and break away? Out of the ancient molds where we've been. Shake this down until it changes. I'll make a lot of changes in this town. I'll make a lot of changes in this town.
Any guesses what show that song was from? Hands up in the back. Onward Victoria, a 1980 musical about the female activist Victoria Woodhull at the turn of the century. That was sung by Jill Eikenberry. I think she has a nice set of pipes. The show didn't run very long, but maybe it's a show we should look at again because we're always interested in women who persist historically. Well, going back into the Victorian era, but over to Siam, we will hear a cry, cri de coeur, from a governess in Siam, of course, Mrs. Anna in The King and I, trying to speak the truth to power and tyranny as she experiences it both personally and professionally. Here is Julie Andrews in a remarkable studio recording of The King and I.
Your servant, your servant. Indeed, I'm not your servant, although you give me less than servant's pay. I'm a free and independent employee. Because I'm a woman, you think, like every woman, I have to be a slave or concubine. You conceited, self-indulgent libertine. Libertine. Oh, how I wish I'd called him that, right to his face. Libertine! And while we're on the subject, sire, there are certain goings-on around this place that I wish to tell you I do not admire. I do not like polygamy, or even moderate bigamy. I realize that in your eyes that clearly makes a prigamy, but I am from a civilized land called Wales, where men like you are kept in county jails. In your pursuit of pleasure, you have mistresses who treasure you. They have no ken of other men beside whom they can measure you. A flock of sheep and you are the only ram. Ha, no wonder you're the wonder of Siam. I'm rather glad I didn't say that. Not with the women right there. And the children. The children. I'll not forget the children. No matter where I go, I'll always see those little faces looking up at me. Your Majesty, shall I tell you what I think of you? You're spoiled. You're a conscientious worker, but you're spoiled. Giving credit where it's due, there is much I like in you, but it's also very true that you're spoiled. Everybody's always bowing to the king. Everybody has to grovel to the king. By your Buddha you are blessed, by your ladies you're caressed, but the one who loves you best is the king. All that bowing and kowtowing to remind you of your royalty, I find a most disgusting exhibition. Well, I wouldn't ask a Siamese cat to demonstrate his loyalty by taking that ridiculous position. How would you like it if you were a man playing the part of a toad, crawling around on your elbows and knees, eating the dust in the road? Toads! Toads! All of your people are toads! Yes, Your Majesty. No, Your Majesty. Tell us how low to go, Your Majesty. Make some more decrees, Your Majesty. Don't let us up off our knees, Your Majesty. Give us a kick if it please, Your Majesty. Give us a kick if you would, Your Majesty. Whoa! Oh, that was good. Your Majesty.
And of course, Mrs. Anna persists, and in her own way changes the course of history in Siam. Well, there are persistent women on much less loftier scales. Here is Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields to give us the hopes and dreams of three dance hall girls who work in New York. This is from the film version, of course, of Sweet Charity, and led by Cheetah Rivera and eventually Shirley MacLaine.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and do it. But there's gotta be some respectable trade. There's gotta be something easy to learn. And when I find me something I ever can learn, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up and learn it. All these jokers, how I hate them. With their groping, grabbing, clutching, lynching, strangling, handling, fumbling, pinching. Fooey! There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live. And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get out, live it!
I got it. I have got it.
What?
I am gonna be a receptionist in one of those glass skyscrapers, 9 to 5. My own typewriter.
Yeah.
And water coolers and office parties. Ooh, and coffee breaks. Wow.
When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, do it!
Hey, hey, me too, me too.
I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go right to the top.
Yeah.
I am gonna be a hat check girl at one of them East Side high class restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, a tray full of cigarettes costing 60 cents a pack and keep the change. And all those hats coming in. Derbies, Hamburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather.
Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you. And you check me.
Me too, me too. I'm gonna get out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. Just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later.
There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, live it!
Best man I'll ever know.
Hey, indeed. Wow. Jennifer Holliday in Dreamgirls. I remember I saw the second night of that on Broadway, and it was definitely one of the two or three times when the roof was absolutely raised and people went bonkers end of Act One. A very persistent Effie in Dreamgirls. I received an email from a very intelligent fellow named Michael Dvorak, who reminded me, which I forgot in my latest book, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, that cut made it to number one in the R&B charts back in 1983. So bravo, Jennifer Holliday. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Yeah, that's the title of our show here on WPPB. And today we're looking at persistent women in the musical theater. And boy, are we hearing some dynamite performances. The idea of wanting it all in the workplace and at home and in life gets consecrated in a number from the musical Baby. 1983, I think. A wonderful score by Maltby and Shire, book by Sybil Pearson, who teaches at NYU's Graduate Musical Theater Writing Program. So here are the ladies of the original cast to tell you how much, and indeed how much they deserve, not only to want, but to have it all.
For a whole lot of years, you might say that I've been expecting. But I always made sure I didn't expect too much. I sat around on my potential, and now that I have heard this news, it's released all these possibilities, and all I've got to do is choose. I want it all, I want it all. I want the whole female experience in a ball. I want it all. I want the morning sickness and the elation. I want every known female sensation. I want to be Scarlett O'Hara, Joan of Arc, Lauren Bacall. I want it all.
I'll be your mama. to my Bel Air estate, champagne's a flowing river. Next to my Rolls Royce, a Cadillac's a flavor. I'm in clover, and my cup, it runneth over. I have put my footprints in the wet concrete. My hometown now has a Lily Garland street. I am mobbed by fans who faint and shriek my name. The price of fame. Look at you and me, the sweetest story told. I'm high as I can be. You're lying in an alley. Drill me found her voice. She doesn't need Svengali. You've got nothing and I've got it all. Forgive my lack of tact, but here's the basic fact. You've got nothing and I've got it all.
Are you finished?
No, you are. Chauffeur, butler, cook.
You're spoiled.
They're foreign and they're old.
Your reputation soiled. A billion shop girls ape you. Nightly nationwide. A billion farmhands rape you.
Please stop trying. What you'd like to sell me, I'm not buying. Don't come at me with a contract. I will not sign any contract.
Contract, contract. Who said contract? Did you hear me mention contract? I came here with a dream we shared once long ago. Two hearts with one grand scheme.
Don't you know when something is over?
This was a professional dream. A role that you were made for. A role, a chance to play that Bernhardt would have paid for.
Save your breath. Don't even try. Back again with you.
Perhaps it's just as well. I've seen you on the screen. On stage you wove a spell. With each new play it deepened. But now your art is gone. It's coarsened and it's cheapened. Since you rolled out, since you sold out to cheap Hollywood. Cheesy, sleazy Hollywood. Pitiful, cityful, of celluloid slime.
Ah, you're just jealous.
Erm infested, vermin infested, home of freaks and sheiks and geeks and celluloid crime.
Sour grapes.
Playing foolish parts, every part the same. Morons who direct, crucify your name. Lily on display, just a bargain sale. Lily, face the truth. Lily, you've gone stale.
Stale?
Another stale, cheap Dolly from cheap, cheap Holly.
My life is simply great. My silverware is gold. Through my Bel Air estate, champagne's a flowing river. Look at my Rolls Royce.
Poor Lily, you've gone stale.
The movie public's choice.
That's not the holy grail.
All the biggest names in town are begging to be asked to dinner.
Give them all a year or so, they'll drop you for the latest winner.
Did it by myself.
Keep your taint.
Got there by myself.
Landed on the show.
Never needed
Lily, you are through. You're a loser.
Stop your trying, I'm not buying.
Tragic story, lost your glory.
Some Svengali in an alley.
Shop girls ape you, farmhands rape you.
I've got it.
You've lost it.
I've got it.
You've lost it.
I've got it.
You've lost it.
I've got it.
You've lost it. Cheap Hollywood.
I've got it.
Cheap Hollywood.
I've got it.
You've lost it.
I've got it.
Another bit of Cy Coleman, this time with lyrics by Adolph Green and Betty Comden, another woman who persisted. That, of course, was Madeline Kahn in On the 20th Century, and the only male voice I think we're going to hear today, John Cullum. Well, why not? Also a good moment to remind listeners that this is Broadway to Main Street on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, and this is a time of year we can actually use a little extra boost in the funding department to keep shows like this on the air, which are unique and original and not programmed by robots. Well, let us go to one of the more persistent heroines in pop culture, Lois Lane. And we're going to hear a trio of Charles Strauss songs. I could have played a half a dozen Charles Strauss songs of female empowerment. Interesting that he sort of comes into that category. But here, of course, is Lois Lane showing those criminals that she's not finished yet from the musical It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman.
I remember leaving my apartment to buy some Minster cheese, when suddenly I get kidnapped by a bunch of Chinese. They blindfold me and tie me at the ankles, wrists, and knees. And then this abandoned powerhouse, and Professor Sedgwick, and more Chinese. Then I guess I was drugged, and now I wake up with a headache. And I almost forgot, Max Minkin's here. He's in this too, the louse. So adding it all up, it's perfectly clear. Help! I'm a prisoner in a Chinese powerhouse. I'm not finished yet. Superman won't let me die. He will plummet from the sky. Why, he's on his way, I'll bet. Any moment he'll appear, and he'll whisk me out of here. No, sir, I'm not finished yet. You've tied my hands, but you can't tie my spirit. You'll find we journalists are hard to scare. You may be going home before you know it. When Superman arrives, he'll throw you there. No, I'm not finished yet. You can giggle all you please. Soon you'll all be on your knees. Men like you will always fail. You will end your lives in jail. Good will triumph, don't forget.
And of course she wasn't finished yet. She would go on to be in many movies and television shows and comic books and you name it. That Lois Lane. Patricia Morand from the 1966 musical. Here's another Charles Strauss song. I remember hearing this in the mezzanine of the Kennedy Center in 1989, I want to say. It's from a show called Annie 2, the sequel to Annie, which ain't never made it out of Washington in one piece. It's been refractured and resegmented as Annie Warbucks, but I will never forget Dorothy Loudon singing the song of pure indomitability. She played Mrs. Hannigan a second time, pretending to be some woman so she could get back into the Warbucks. See, I can't even remember what it was about, but I sure remember Dorothy Loudon, and I want to thank YouTube for allowing me to boost this number.
the noisy hall, where every sound comes through the wall. The drafty room, the mended clothes, the window box where nothing grows. Another life, I want another life. With satin sheets beneath my skin, maid who brings my breakfast in, and anywhere I ever go, I'm someone who they wanna know. Another life, I want another life. Someone rich may come along and make a queen.
Was Liz Robertson singing another great Charles Strauss empowerment ballad. That was from Dance a Little Closer, Another Life, a great song, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, and sung by his wife at the time, I think, was Liz Robertson. Well, let us move to 1960 to Tammy Grimes with a score by Meredith Wilson. That's two L's. If you ever write his name in a term paper for me, you better put two L's in or I'll mark it wrong. This is the ultimate, seems to me, anthem of indomitability and persistence. Of course, it's from the unsinkable Molly Brown and Tammy Grimes.
I ain't down yet.
You're down, Molly. Holler uncle.
I ain't never shouting uncle to you and nobody, because I ain't never down.
Come on, Molly, you're tuckered. Why don't you quit?
Sure I'm tuckered and I might give out, but I won't give in. How can anybody say that I'm down? Look, I'm thinking. I'm thinking very hard how to break through. Maybe here, maybe there, maybe no place. But there'll come a time when nothing, nobody wants me down like I wants me up. Up where the people are, up where the talking is, up where the joke's going on. Now looky here, I am important to me. Ain't no bottom to no pile. I mean much more to me than I mean to anybody I ever knew. Certainly more than I mean to any Siwash Yazzie hampers like you guys. Go ahead, break my arm. Me say uncle, hoot. Doesn't make a bit of difference for you to keep saying I'm down till I say so too. Did you ever try stepping on a piss ant? Well, there's one now. Jumping, stomping, thinking you got him, thinking he's quit. He don't think so. There it goes. And you can be positive, sure I'm as good as any piss ant that ever lived. Oh, I hate that word down. But I love that word up, because up means hope, and that's just what I got. Hope for someplace better. Someplace, I don't know, cleaner, shinier. Hell, if I gotta eat catfish heads all my life, can I have them off a plate just once? And a red silk dress, when there's girl enough for me to wear one. And then someday, with all my might and all my main, I'm gonna learn to read and write. I'm gonna see what there is to see. So if you go from nowhere on the road to somewhere and you meet anyone, you'll know it's me. I'm gonna move from place to place and find a house with a golden stair. And if that house is red and has a big brass bed, I'm living there.
Well now, who do you think you are?
I can be anybody. I can be a queen if I wanna be.
We've just been wrestling with a queen, if you please. Would recognize with all that turned on her knees. And with her golden head and golden toes. And that contraption she calls her nose. A queen can never be queen without any crown. So here's the fanciest throne that you'll ever own. Here is your scepter, here is your crown. Now won't you please sit down?
Thank you for joining us on our She Persisted show. I want to thank my students at the Graduate Musical Theater Writing Program at NYU for some of these suggestions. Well, if there's anybody, is there anybody more unsinkable than Barbara Streisand? No. Here she is from 2016, carrying on with her parade.
Going back to the younger Fanny, before she married Nicky, boy, was she in love with him. But everybody told her, even her family, her friends, her girlfriends, you know, that he was undependable. He was a gambler. He was a womanizer.
Stop it!
Don't tell me. Don't tell me not to live. Just sit and cuddle. That's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. I simply got to. If someone takes a spell, it's me, not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? How much my band? I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, you'll turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drum. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole.
the ship sailed? No, it can't be. No. My lucky number, 24. At least I didn't fake it. Hat, so I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drumming. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on me.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.